This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Ken and Curtis with Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
All right, Curtis, I want to jump in with 2 feet here. I know we got championship games tomorrow, but this was an interesting week for the Patriots, including somebody somewhere telling Jeremy Fowler that they are going to trade for Tyreek Hill. They are desperate. One veteran NFC personal man told Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, New England will trade for the disgruntled Dolphins wideout this offseason. They need a guy, that alpha, that can be friendly for Drake May. And there's a higher chance of the draft picks being higher than with a contender, those that Miami would receive. Can you picture that in your head? Tyreek Hill, thousand-yard receiver back in Foxborough?
Well, Pepper's not guilty yesterday. Dang. So, you know, the team's back to being the true Patriots.
Disciplined again.
So there is a play that to me perfectly encapsulates why Tyreek Hill is not a winning player. You cannot be a winning player and win. Alex Rodriguez got one World Series. Peyton Manning got two. I still think they're losers. So,
oh, come on. That's a little harsh with Peyton.
Oh, are you really serious? If the Patriots
won with Denver, he had a broken neck and he won a game.
Right. Peyton Manning. Do you give Roethlisberger credit for the 05 Super Bowl win?
I credit for him getting there, not the Super Bowl
his
itself.
His passer rating was like Greg's blood alcohol
in the game,
level.
It was brutal, but he had an unbelievable game before that.
Okay, what I'm explaining to you is that, in my view, Peyton and A-Rod are tied in the never lived up to their actual ability in the biggest spots.
Both HGHers?
I mean, it was his wife.
Allegedly?
She was. You always know when you're trying to get pregnant, you fly to Germany. the way that Goodell
buy
brushed
a Porsche,
that.
Get pregnant.
Anyway, it's a what a fraud. Go look up a Tennessee Peyton Manning what he did to the trainer.
But what's interesting is, by the way, quick aside, you hate Peyton Manning viscerally.
Oh,
Patrick Mahomes, you respect.
Of course,
you love Patrick.
I hate.
He is on the threshold here of the three-peat that will put him. He's already in Stephen A's mind.
Right.
Goat.
So that's great. What I would say is that Peyton Manning, the biggest reason we're going to go down this road, the biggest reason you can't say that Brady and Mahomes are similar when it comes to getting the calls is that Mahomes is Manning in that his coach, his organization, has shifted the way the league is penalized, just like the Colts did, and how you couldn't hit a defenseless receiver. You couldn't have 5-yard contact away from the line of scrimmage as a defensive back. They literally, Teddy Bruschi has a quote in GHS Daily that from the 04 divisional playoff game played in 2005, when the Colts came in after losing in the AFC title game the year before, they come into the divisional round, they lose, and Teddy says, "You want to change the rules? Change him. It'll be snowing here, and you're
right.
Going to lose."
Right. Peyton at least was tough. He took hits. You've got Vlade Divac flopping, and you respect him.
No, because what I'm saying is that the comparison of Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes being similar, as was perpetuated by Costas yesterday, is nonsense.
You want to hear this, the Brewski cut? Yeah. Here's Teddy.
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk. We play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing. It's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do.
And that's...
Nice pull, Zach.
That is absolutely the comparison. It is not Mahomes and Brady. It is Manning and Mahomes, because both... Out, so the tuck rule happens, they change the rule. Deflategate happens, they change the rule. He wins, he gets punished worse than Roethlisberger did from locking girls in a bathroom in Millenfield, Georgia.
No, it's an ad hominem attack. Let's talk about on the field.
And when I think about what Mahomes and Tyreek Hill did together, just to go back to Tyreek Hill and the Jeremy Fowler story.
Tyreek, because I'm in, by the way. I am in. I want to see Tyreek Hill a Patriot.
The Chiefs' last playoff loss occurred because 21-10 Chiefs over the Bengals at home. This is the week after the 13-second comeback in the divisional round against the Bills. One of the more miraculous endings in playoff history. They're up 11 with the ball on the 2-yard line or the 5-yard line. No timeouts left.
2021 season, right?
2021 season.
Yep.
Because they've won in 22, 23, and this would be 24.
Right.
So they're hosting Burrow at Arrowhead Stadium.
Right.
Right before the half, they're looking to go up 18. Mahomes, with no timeouts and 5 seconds left, throws the ball sideways to Tyreek Hill. He gets hit, dropped at the 2-yard line. They come back with no points. They don't score a single point the rest of the game. Or no, they got three at the end to tie it. 24-24 to overtime. So the vaunted Kansas City Chiefs lose in overtime to Joe Burrow. At home, blowing a 21-3 lead, just like the Patriots and the Colts blew in 06. Since that game, the Chiefs have not lost. And you know what else happened after that game?
What happened?
Tyreek Hill went bye-bye.
Yeah, he did win once.
Won once in 2019.
Yep.
Since then, they're on the precipice of winning three straight. Look at the Bills. They get rid of Steph Diggs. Their offense is electric. Josh Allen is widely viewed as the MVP.
There's another potential Patriot target, Steph Diggs, free agent.
Great. What I used to be in the Wiggy camp. I wanted them to draft Marvin Harrison Jr. The reality of it is those receivers, the Patriots never won with a top five receiver in the NFL.
Okay, so what's your target? Who's your wide receiver?
I like T. Higgins.
So T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Is he a true number one? He's not Tyreek Hill. You would acknowledge that.
Of course not.
Tyreek Hill. Josh McDaniels scares me. But if you picture him with Tyreek Hill, that all of a sudden flips the narrative. I think he could do some fun stuff with him. Back to Edelman type stuff. He will feature Tyreek Hill and
use
him well.
Do you think Tyreek Hill is a winning football player?
Yes, he won once.
I'm not asking about his resume.
Well, you just gave his resume.
No,
I said one drop and you were out on
it. No, it wasn't a drop. It was the it was what he represents, where Mahomes felt like he had to get him the ball.
Yeah, but the Patriots haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since 2019.
Well, that's because
they are desperate. That quote is right.
But the quarterbacks have sucked.
They had Mac.
Right. It's not because they need time. I mean, how many 1,000-yard receivers have there been in Buffalo and Kansas City since Diggs and Allen left? Or Diggs and Hill left?
Kelsey.
Kelsey?
Count him.
I think with Gabe Davis, I don't know how many yards he got.
Maybe Kincaid or something like that. I don't know.
Dawson Knox.
Oh, the Bills are interesting. Bills are very balanced. This is the Bills' year. They got it going on. They're going to win tomorrow.
But
you're going to be so jubilant Monday. I can picture it in my mind's eye. Curtis, Monday morning, all of a sudden he will turn on the Chiefs bigly, and he's going to be celebrating the demise of Mahomes, and we're going to be talking about Andy Reid maybe retiring and maybe the dynasty being over. And Brady wins again. That would be a great Monday for you.
It would. But I'm not touching it. I'm not betting on any of the games. And everything in my head tells me the Bills are going to win. That they didn't come this far just to come this far.
Right.
That Josh Allen, MVP, this is his breakthrough game. And my heart, it's like, I can't. I've been rooting against Mahomes. I go back to the interception he threw last year in the second half of the Super Bowl against the Niners.
Yeah.
Brutal throw. The Chiefs, I mean, not the Chiefs, the Niners, I think, were up 7 with the ball on the plus, like, 45-yard line. They have the best running back in the NFL. And Kyle Shanahan just pees down his leg, and it's what that's the direct comparison, Mahomes and Brady.
Yeah.
Is they make otherwise smart people lose their mind. And that's
what went down in overtime in the Super Bowl, marches down the field, they win it.
But they just that play could have been the backbreaker. You know, if you turn that into 7, it's 14 points. Unlikely.
Yeah.
They I think they went backwards and punted. And so just the reasons I think the Chiefs, if they win, why? Obviously, Mahomes is a great, all-time great. Coaching edge, Spagnuolo, one of the more underrated coaches in the NFL. I mean, this would be how many? 5 for him?
Might be their next coach.
No, he already did that.
Yeah, but if Reed retires, why not just slot him in?
I would go with his son.
Marty Schottenheimer's son, who got a job, which is unbelievable. Belichick has no job, and Marty's kid got a job.
Is there a modern-day comparison to Schottenheimer?
Oh, boy.
Maybe Shanahan? Is Kyle Shanahan the modern-day Schottenheimer?
Yep.
Great offensive mind. But...
Or Marv Levy, but he's not a modern.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah.
But just to go back in time, I know Lights Out, Sean Merriman was on the Midday Show this week.
Yeah, it was a good appearance.
That is... Of all the games I have ever seen in my life, the biggest stolen win, the divisional round game at Qualcomm with the Patriots. Brady played one of the worst games of his career.
Terrible.
And they walk. I mean, that the Chargers were loaded.
Was that Norv or was that Marty?
That was, I think, Marty. Maybe it was Norv. I don't know.
He Norved it up a couple years there, too.
But that was like.
Talk about missed titles.
Look at the rosters of those teams.
Can you imagine living in these cities like San Diego? You lived in just that. If you were a big Chargers fan and that was it, that was your chance and you missed it? Like, I know Patriots football is bad now, but at least, God, look at these 20 years you just have to wallow in. We've been 5 years without good football and it still feels like championship flavor around here.
All right.
It still feels good.
Of course. And the best part about having a Mahomes, as much as you would like revel in that, like it bothers Patriots fans, it brings the Patriots, it's almost like they're playing again.
Yeah, it is.
Because Mahomes is no longer playing any of his contemporaries. He, ever since last year, his only rival is in the booth. And so it's a great way that we get to.
And in the division as he's trying to get Ben Johnson to Vegas and everything else.
Do you think that the Marshawn Lynch handoff was all done so that Tom could eventually hire him?
Yeah, that's great conspiracy. All right, what I want is your target.
Why would you hire Pete Carroll?
That couldn't have been Brady's choice, right?
Bizarre.
It is.
Strange. I had to look at it 3 times.
These strange hires. That's another reason to be happy. If you're a Pats fan, you got the best guy. You got Vrabel.
Oh.
That is a home run. These other hires, what is going on?
I would be shocked if Mike Vrabel traded for Tyreek Hill. Absolutely shocked.
But, see, this is where it gets to. I would not be shocked if Josh McDaniels trades for him. He needs help on his offense. And that's why the McDaniels thing, when I said it scares me, it's just the division of power. They both have that pipeline to craft. I'm not going to go shime on you and be calling people sheep. McDaniels is a good play caller. His track record is proven. You want to go look up his top 10 offenses when he was here as a coordinator every year, pretty much, except for the Cam Newton year. But he's going to want guys. He's going to circumvent Vrabel and have the ability to go right to the crafts and say, get me this guy. And if it doesn't work, then I sense friction.
What did you just say before you got into this about McDaniels? You were optimistic. You said you should feel good as a Patriots fan. Why?
I was talking about Vrabel.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they got Vrabel.
Vrabel, yes.
Okay.
Because he's going to call the defense.
But
he's
no.
got his guys there. He's making changes.
No, because
Robin Glazer's out.
You brought that up.
Elliot Wolf demoted.
You brought up Vrabel. As a reaction to Pete Carroll.
Yep.
So if Josh McDaniels is mayoing Vrabel, going up the back door to go talk to Kraft, Vrabel says, okay, I've got more leverage than anybody. I'll have to get the pick of my litter. I'll get to pick whatever job.
I guess you're right, but I just worry that vision of Jonathan Kraft in the booth getting so upset at Alex Van Pelt, you know, he's invested in the play caller.
You know what I think now? Clearly, on Sunday morning, when Teddy Bruschi had the rant of all rants, the best and most raw.
Soundbite of the year.
Soundbite of the year. He and Vrabel talked. Vrabel said, Teddy, do this.
Well, right, but yeah, I agree. But then why did he just let McDaniels be a fait accompli and just walk in and say, okay, I'm hiring you?
Because he can fire him if he wants.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Here's the two edits. If I were to argue this well, it wasn't argued very well on the morning show. If I were to argue this well, I would say, if I'm Shime, look at what Brady did in Tampa versus what he was doing with Josh McDaniels. And the offense, I know the players weren't great, but Brady looked 10 years younger with Arians and Leftwich.
B.A. can call plays.
Than he did here.
Speaking of Roethlisberger.
If I'm on the other side and I'm saying that Josh is the right hire, I say very simply, bring in a young guy, fine. Nick Caley, right? That's somebody like that.
Right.
There is a lot of risk that he will be either green or not great. And so if that's the case, then you're screwed and you have to bring someone else in. Or he's great and you have a great year.
And McDaniels, by the way, would still be there next year. Nobody wanted to hire him.
But if Nick Caley is great and you have a great year,
yeah,
he's gone.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess.
So
maybe.
In this case, you know McDaniels is not going anywhere, at least for 3 years.
I guess. I've heard that. That's,
but it's
that's
true.
Fine. That's,
but
that's,
if you're trying to get consistency.
But you might want him out and not be able to get him out. That might be the other way.
Yeah, I think that the stability. I heard the defensive coordinator they hired that used to work with Vrabel,
yep,
impressive
Williams
guy.
Yep.
I just think that it's nice to have a full staff and
definitely
adults
stable
leading it.
Now you're right about that. All right, 617-779-7937. I want your wide receiver number one. Who's your target? We're only about a month and a half away from free agency.
I would say instead of who's your number one, I'd say, do you want the Patriots to go after Tyreek Hill?
Or that's my pick. You want T. Higgins. You don't want Tyreek. You want T. Higgins.
Which T do you want?
And the week that was in Pat's football. But first, it's Zach and what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics' West Coast trip continues tonight as they head to Dallas for an NBA Finals rematch with the Mavericks. Sees list Derek White as questionable with left knee soreness. Meanwhile, the Mavs are without Luka Doncic and Derek Lively, while they list Klay Thompson as questionable. Tip-off from the American Airlines Center set for 5:30 tonight. Bruins also in action this afternoon, taking on the Colorado Avalanche at the Garden. Yesterday, the Bees announced they reassigned forward Patrick Barn and goalie Michael DiPietro to Providence. Bruins interim head coach Joe Sacco told the media yesterday that Jeremy Swayman will be an option to return after missing Thursday's matchup in Ottawa with a minor upper body injury. Puck drop from the Garden at 1 o'clock. Speaking of the Avalanche, they swung the first blockbuster trade of the NHL season. They acquired forwards Marty Natchez and Jack Dorsey in exchange for forward Mikko Rantanen. Also included in the deal is former Bruin Taylor Hall, who was sent from the Chicago Blackhawks to Carolina in exchange for a third-round pick. In Patriots news, safety Jabril Peppers was found not guilty on assault and battery charges stemming from an October arrest. Peppers missed 7 games this season after being placed on the commissioner's exempt list following the arrest. And it's conference championship weekend here in the NFL. Eagles hosting the Commanders at 3 o'clock tomorrow, while the Bills head to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. That one's at 6:30. Don't forget, you can hear Westwood One's coverage of both of those games right here on WEEI starting at 2 o'clock. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Ken and Curtis coming up after this.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
I'm excited. Raves is excited. We've been in communication. I mean, I think that he's the right man for the job, of course. He's a good friend of mine. Listen, firing Gerard after 1 year, it's been bad for the last 2 years with the New England Patriots organization. When they hired Gerard at the press conference, a big word that was used was collaboration. All right, a collaboration and everybody's input and all of this stuff. Well, I don't know how much it is that anymore, and I think that's a good thing because Vrabel isn't going to joke around. Vrabel's going to tighten the screws. In my opinion, there are some people in the front office that need to be told, you don't know what you're doing. And you need to take a step back because someone's coming into that organization now that has conviction that will let you collaborate. He'll work with people. Yeah, sure, he'll work with you. But I'm telling you, this guy's smarter than you are. And I'm telling you, he knows what to do in terms of he has the experience from being a head coach before. He's been a coordinator before. He's been all over the league, has a lot of connections. I love the hire.
Teddy Bruschi laying down the law on ESPN. Before McDaniels was hired, though, and mostly, I think, we've seen that Vrabel has come in. He's agreed to be collaborative with Elliott Wolf to a point. He's keeping him around, but he's brought his own guys in. Ryan Cowden is his guy. He is the new GM in town. At least he's going to be. Maybe Vrabel's the GM in town. And he brought in Terrell Williams, who was his D-line coach, assistant head coach with the Titans. So that's great. As a defensive guy that you can control, Vrabel's basically the defensive coordinator, right? Isn't that the
yes.
way you read it? Which is great.
Oh, I mean, the most shocking part of the season was that they peaked in week one and the defense in week one, it wasn't like they had these, you know, wild drawn up blitzes or crazy schemes. It was, they were just on the ball. They were disciplined. They were where they should be. They were buttoned up. And then as the season went on, they became worse and worse. As you build this team and as Vrabel, which, how do I say this? He is intensely focused on keeping things in-house.
Mike Vrabel.
Yes.
Belichickian.
Yes. So that's number one. Buttoned up. He's not going to use the media as a way to communicate with his players. So I feel
Who says Mike Lombardi? Does he leak stuff to anybody? Do we have to get used to, like, a guy somewhere nationally that, you know, is it Mike Reese or who is it? Who's his guy?
Why did the team get so forceful in their defense of Alex Van Pelt? In hindsight, that feels so strange.
What do you mean? when Volin said he was out?
Then, like, I said it on the show, and the Patriots reached out to me immediately, said he's still employed. Like,
Well, they probably, I can explain that. They wanted it to appear like, you know, everybody was kept around and Vrabel was going to have his choice in the matter, right?
But everybody's an adult, and they knew that, like, so Volin was right. Does the league apologize? Do the team apologize to Volin?
They did keep Springer. That was good. They kept one guy.
Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So Volin reported that Van Pelt was out, and he was.
Yeah.
Why the urgent need to address that?
I don't know. They probably were trying to do Van Pelt a solid because they liked him. Well, as a guy.
The biggest bleep story of the week was the Patriots telling the media through their friends saying that Van Pelt was making $3 million a year. My butt.
Well, that's another thing with the McDaniels hire, which gives you fodder, I'm sure. That is he still getting paid by the Raiders? Is like how much
in that regard, I'll rip them for that if they don't spend.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think Josh McDaniels is not a great hire, a good hire. And you're not in a position to be getting, you know, I'm sure Shyman Levin will talk about this, Bobby Slowtick fired by the Texans, the second coming of Bill Walsh.
How many Bobby Slowick references did we have on the show last year by Shine?
I mean, how the mighty have fallen. Last year would have traded a first-round pick for him. Now he's basically picking groceries.
Well, back to my question to start the show. This is the Kenny Curtis Show here on WEEI.
Isn't that wild? He went to the playoffs.
Yeah, very strange. So Slowick's out. There's some strange hires going on. You and I both love the Vrabel hire, like most people around here. McDaniels were a little bit split on. But next phase is getting talent for McDaniels. I want Tyreek Hill. Very intrigued by this Jeremy Fowler report, which cited, granted, it's a random staffer. It's an NFL personnel man, veteran NFL personnel man. But he thinks the Patriots will trade for Tyreek Hill, that they're desperate. And their picks are appealing to the Dolphins, so much so that they would trade him in the division with 2 years left on his deal.
It wasn't a trade, okay? But do you think John Mara likes watching Saquon Barkley perform for the Eagles?
Probably not. What a mess that was.
Okay.
Boomer.
I'm glad we went after their GM.
Well, he was only there for a year, and they let him go, right?
Who?
Cowden.
I'm just joking. But anyway, I highly doubt that Stephen Ross and whoever runs the Dolphins player development or player personnel side would trade the Patriots Tyreek Hill for anything less than a first-round pick.
Mm.
And
I don't know. I don't think he's a first-round pick talent, though.
Not for the league. I'm saying there would be a tax if you're in division to trade for him.
Well, that's different. You can't give up the fourth pick for Tyreek Hill. That's different.
No,
that's
too much. It would be a future first. It would be like, you know.
Even that, I'm not sure I would do it with as much as they need.
Well, if I'm the Patriots and it's not this year. So
but maybe you trade back and have a late first or something like that.
But if I'm the Patriots this year, I stay at four. I get whoever's there, whether it's a tackle or if Carter somehow falls, whatever. And I trade a conditional first-round pick in the next year's draft based on performance by Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he doesn't perform, if he gets injured, it's a second or a third.
Is that like a games played incentive where he's got to actually show up?
He's got to actually not yell at a cop for a full year.
Well, because what is concerning, I don't know if you heard this DK Metcalf clip,
which is
making the rounds. Yeah, Wiggy sent us on the chat, and I think Zach loaded it in. This was on a podcast, right, Zach? And it was a short exchange, but basically, I think it's Katie Nolan, who's the host, is asking him, would you want to come to New England? Here's what he had to say.
No.
What? You couldn't see yourself ever living in Massachusetts?
Look at how long it's taking you to say the word. No. No, it's not a desirable place in my opinion. I say great organization.
Yes, of course.
Great organization.
Some may say the best.
Great organization, but do you see yourself playing in New England? No, it's not an appealing destination. That is scary. That is, all right, Mike Vrabel's got some work to do.
Well, yeah, things become much more desirable based on the zeros. So, I mean, if you're going to do a podcast, why does it sound like that? Katie Nolan has another podcast?
I think it sounded fine. I think she's still an up-and-comer.
Are there more podcasts than actual people in the United States?
Yes. Yes, there are, because some people have three or four.
Right.
Now, on the text line, 617-779-7937, a couple of the suggestions here. And one of them is A.J. Brown. Vrabel is getting A.J. Brown, no question. So the Eagles have a bunch of guys playing tomorrow that are worth keeping an eye on. They've got some linebackers that are going to be free agents, and of course A.J. Brown, who's still under contract. Would Vrabel go back and trade for him? That seemed like a weird ending there in Tennessee, though, that they shipped him out, so now we would trade back for him?
Here's what I expect. They're going to get better on offense. They're going to spend money. They may use draft capital. They're going to enter next year, and we're going to sit here and say they might be a playoff team. That's where we are.
You think in June, yes, people are saying playoffs?
Without a doubt.
Oof. And because of the success of Washington and Houston in the last couple of years?
No, because of the fact that it's easy to get better if you just aren't cheap.
Yeah.
So that's...
And honestly, do you think Vrabel has to overhaul the defense? I mean, he needs a pass rusher, definitely.
The Patriots were 7-9, 6-9 entering the final week of the season against the hapless Jets, with Cam Newton throwing bounce passes. They took Mac Jones at 15 and spent $250 million, and in midway through the immediately next football season, they were on an 8-game winning streak, and we were sitting here saying, oh my God, maybe it's a Super Bowl. Okay? They have a better quarterback than Mac Jones was that year. They have as good, the same offensive coordinator, and they have an opportunity to get much better on offense and get back to that place.
Much better. Their offense was so bad. I mean, just remember how bad it was. We want to forget, but it looks like they need 5 offensive linemen. They need a clean overhaul of the line.
Right.
They probably need 8 offensive linemen.
Right. So maybe don't spend money on a guy that's going to leave and play high lie. You know,
I thought Shooks was promising when they identified him.
I look and see where the Patriots are, and I am. It's a great entry point for Mike Vrabel. It really is.
Yes, I agree. He's got room to grow, and he will. The offense might not be playoff worthy. Are they better off? The Jets are weird. Like, obviously, the Bills are still going to be good next year, no matter what happens tomorrow. The Jets are more talented. I don't know if they're going to turn things around in a year, but it's not like the division is like, you got to finish second in the division. You better beat out the Dolphins and the Jets, right? So that's going to be tough. I mean, not easy.
Can I spin this back where we started about, you know, Mahomes and Brady?
Yeah.
I don't know why the conversation hasn't shifted. Maybe because he's such an afterthought and can't even get an interview in the NFL anymore. But what? By the way, before I get to this, another aside, this legitimizes Brady's interest in Belichick. He went after Carroll.
Yeah, unless he wasn't involved in the coach decision at all.
But, like, doesn't it now stand to reason that maybe he was serious about interviewing Bill?
Definitely. And they didn't hire him because, obviously, why would you hire Carroll over Bill? Why? Because Bill won't work with anybody. He wanted to come in and bring his whole team in.
It's unbelievable how stubborn. I mean, you almost have to respect it. But Andy Reid.
And then Bill signed his contract.
If Andy Reid wins
2 weeks
from tomorrow, it is a far better conversation to discuss if he has supplanted Bill Belichick than it is that if Mahomes with 4 supplants Tom Brady.
What percent?
Do you understand that? So Andy Reid would have 4 and would have been to a Super Bowl with his other team, 3 straight NFC championship games. Bill Belichick won a single playoff game in another market.
Bill has 8.
So, but wouldn't you have to say that Andy Reid has 1 or 2? We had 1 with the Packers.
Can I answer your question with a question?
No. Do you think that
No, he's not challenging Bill yet.
But so you don't think Reid is closer to Bill with the Super Bowl than Mahomes is to Tom?
Well, he's 4 away. Mahomes would have 4 and 4 to 7. It'd be 8 to 4 and 7 to 4. So no.
No, he has more. What are you talking about? Well, then if you're going to count assistant coaching Super Bowls, Reed's got at least 1 more.
He does?
Yeah.
Where?
With the Packers.
Oh, you want the Packers? Okay, I don't know Reed's whole resume. So how many does Reed have?
Defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator championships.
Why? Bill was huge with those Giants teams. So what? Andy Reid has, what was his title when he won with the Packers in 97?
He was on that staff.
Assistant O-line coach? You're giving him that one?
He was there.
I don't know. He's got 3. This would be 4. He'd be 4 away. No, Mahomes is...
It's not 4 away, Ken. We're talking about as a head coach in the NFL.
I give Bill 8. I guess you're... Can I answer your question?
No, that's not...
I want to ask you a question.
We're not asking how many games
you
played.
It's the Ken and Curtis show, not the Curtis show.
It's well, one day.
Sometimes it's the James and Curtis show.
Much better.
Sometimes it's the John James and Curtis show.
Well, John's great. So the... just don't put a mark in there.
So you think Reid is challenging Bill?
If he wins, he's a better head coach.
He's a better head coach.
In the history of the NFL, yes.
4 greater than 6.
Yes.
With Patrick Mahomes.
Been to a Super Bowl at his other stop.
Couldn't win anywhere else, you just said.
Got to a Super Bowl with Donovan McNabb.
Got to one.
Right. Bill Belichick has a decade of coaching without Tom
Bill
Bupkis.
Has some Super Bowl losses in his resume as well.
Bupkis.
Okay. What percent credit do you give Reed for the Chiefs' dynastic run?
68.2.
You give Mahomes 30?
No, I'm kidding. Maybe 20%, 30%.
So what the hell are you talking about?
Well, I give Brady 90.
So you give Mahomes 80% of the credit, but all of a sudden Andy Reid is challenging Bill Belichick as the greatest coach of all
time. Resume to resume, it is a much...
You are deranged.
No, Ken, resume to resume, it's a much better argument whether it's Andy Reid versus Bill. There's legitimate things that Andy Reid has over Bill.
Well, Mahomes would have won three in a row, which Brady didn't do.
Exactly. That's why we're talking about it.
So in that case, Reid would have won three in a row, which
Bill never did.
Bill never did. So
just sticking with Andy and Bill, because we've talked, God knows we've done Mahomes-Brady every second of the day. If Andy Reid...
You brought it back here.
If Andy Reid wins, that means he's won four Super Bowls, mm-hmm. been to Super Bowls with two different quarterbacks, mm-hmm. and in his first stop... had far more success in Philadelphia than Bill Belichick did in Cleveland or after with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Without Tom.
I mean, Cleveland was a mess. But he was getting there. 617-779-7937. Back to the receivers. Let's go to Jacob in Framingham on the Ken and Curtis Show. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
So I was wondering, you guys were talking about all the free agent wide receivers
yep.
and all the big names. But if the Patriots... you know, don't go after any of them, or they can't just close a deal with any of them. What are you guys thinking of them taking Travis Hunter at 4?
Yeah, I would do it. Trading back could be possible. But Travis Hunter, I would take a chance on him. If that's the best, if he's there at 4, Curtis, do you take him? He's probably a bit offensive player and a full-time defensive player, but that's fine.
I would take him,
yeah.
I just take best available there. You don't have the privilege of, you know, being picky with the Patriots.
But that, of course, Jacob, will be after free agency, right? So they'll see what they get by then. So maybe that will change things.
Yeah, exactly.
But you would do it, I assume?
Yeah, I think I would take him. As long as they don't get anybody, I feel like that's the best move. It's kind of hard to pass on someone like that, I think.
Yeah, okay. Hey, it's definitely a thought, but it's hard to go in with that as your plan to the offseason. Like, we're going to just skip free agency. Travis Hunter's our guy at 4.
Yeah, they can't skip free agency. To be in compliance with the CBA, they have to spend. Like, they legitimately have to spend this offseason. Mm-hmm. It's not because they want to. It's because they have to.
Resign more of their own guys.
No.
A lot of contract.
Oh, my God. That's the other thing, though. If I'm Vrabel, like, all these guys, well, obviously, Tavai, smell you later.
I don't think so. I think he's coming back.
Jelani Tavai?
Curran was talking about him as, you know, when Bentley's healthy, he'll slot back in as the better at his position. Number two, doesn't have to do too much.
Lunch. That he's not on the team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can't
bring him back. I'm only going off what Tommy Curran was. He's briefed, and I feel like he's... Right.
Was there a house in Connecticut?
There was not. Not that I know of. Let's go to Jamie in Portland, Maine. Hi, Jamie.
Well, hey, guys. Hey, so I'm your casual fan, kind of, but I started listening to sports talk about a year or so ago because I was trying to understand about the team falling apart. You know, never thinking, you know, the brand would and the team would get to the place where it's gotten. And so, look, you know, there's like a red jacket express going on right now with Patriots Hall of Famers. I think it started with Gronk a couple weeks ago, but really jumping on Kraft about the firing of Mayo and stuff. And then it continues on. But to me, this is the kind of thing, I mean, to have these big guys, big Patriot guys, you know, on the team's back, hopefully they're the people that can get the Kraft spending more towards the – and if not above the salary cap. And to me, you know, all the decisions, and I don't get into the trade stuff, but listen to it a little bit. And, you know, it's like, what's better than more butter?
Right.
And so what do you think?
Are you saying,
spend money?
Jamie, are you saying like Teddy Bruschi talking the way he does might force them to spend, finally, some of the old guys getting on him?
Well, we'll start counting. Vince Wolfwork, right? He complained all over the place this just last week, right? And it can't make Kraft feel good about having people that are so close to him, you know, really, you know, after the team. So I'll leave it there.
Yeah.
But I really think this is the kind of thing that can get him off the dime.
Be right about that. Obviously, it forced him to make a change of coach to get somebody to spend money is another thing.
I just don't get it. Robert Kraft, we agree, is dead set on getting into Canton in the NFL or the Football Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So why not do the one thing that would help you get there and buoy you by your fans and spend?
Right.
Like, it's just money. No matter if I hope
how many millions does he have to spend?
I hope Robert lives another 50 years, but you can't do anything with it when you're gone. You got billions and billions and billions of dollars.
You're a capologist, basically. What is the number they need to spend to get up to the floor?
I think they have to basically have the season they had after when they drafted Mac.
Ooh, so that's T. Higgins. I mean, a lot of people on the text line suggesting that. 781, simple is best. Just sign T. Higgins. Don't have to trade for him. Another 781. John Robinson was the guy that traded A.J. Brown, and Vrabel wanted to keep him. I don't know. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so Vrabel likes A.J. Brown. Maybe both. I mean, can you imagine that? Sign T. Higgins a trade for A.J. Brown?
I guess. I don't love the reading a book in a playoff game. That was very odd.
Why? What's wrong with books? You're a studious guy.
If I was sitting...
Motivational guy.
It's like when LeBron was acting like he was reading Malcolm X's biography.
All right, 617-779-7937. Obviously, we want Curtis's thoughts this weekend on what's going to happen, but he says he's not putting his money on it. So that's interesting.
And but will Andy Reid supplant Bill in 2 weeks?
God, that is... I think you're really trying to, like...
It's much closer. If we're going to talk about Mahomes and Brady, it's far closer for Reid and Bill. How do you not... Can you at least say that?
I would like you to elaborate on this.
Is it not?
Well, again, eight titles to four titles.
Ken, we're not counting assistant...
You don't count them. Okay. I'm counting.
I'm saying as an NFL head coach... How many wins does Bill have? Do they count the wins as an offensive coordinator?
Playoff wins, 31, no. Plus...
Win total, when they compare Andy Reid to Bill Belichick, do they count their wins as coordinators?
As a head coach, no, they don't. But you're counting his assistant coach title in Green Bay.
No, I wasn't. You're the one who brought in eight. I said, if we're going to bring in assistant coaches, then we give him his credit for Green Bay.
All right, let me crunch some numbers, and I'll get those numbers to you. Reed versus Belichick.
So you don't agree that
totals.
Reed winning will make him closer to
Bill? I need to do some research on it. I would like to read a book on this.
Okay.
And we'll discuss after.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
I mean, he's one of the best coaches of all time. I believe he's the best coach of all time. I mean, I know he doesn't have the trophies yet, and I have a lot of respect for some of those great coaches. But the way he's able to navigate every single team he has, continue to have success no matter where he's at. And for me, he brings out the best in me because he lets me be me. I think that's important, is he doesn't try to make me anyone else. I don't think I'd be the quarterback that I am if I didn't have Coach Reed being my head coach. Other than that, he wants you to be the best person you can be, and that's something that I think is truly special.
Patrick Mahomes talking up his coach, which of course he would. But Curtis is on this kick now that you want to get this off the Belichick, the Brady-Mahomes conversation. You want to get it over to Reed is catching Belichick.
Nope, I'm just saying, statistically, Reed catching Bill Belichick is far closer than Mahomes catching Tom Brady.
Okay, so
does that make sense to you?
Not really. When you look at the numbers, particularly the playoff numbers.
So as a head coach in the regular season, Andy Reid has a better winning percentage than Bill Belichick.
Yeah, so regular season, they're about even. It's close.
Andy Reid has a better winning percentage than Bill Belichick as a head coach in the regular season.
Mostly with Kansas City, you would agree, because he had 14 years with Philly and he didn't win. 14 years in one place, no titles.
So we're going to talk about...
You're going to rip Cleveland years, so that's 5 years of Cleveland.
You talk about Cleveland, you go, oh, that was a mess.
Well, it was a mess, but this was 14 years. That was 5 years.
Right, and so in 14 years, how many divisions did he win?
Bill owned him head-to-head in the league when they coached at the same time.
No, let's just go to Philadelphia. When Andy Reid was the head coach of the Eagles, how many divisions did they win?
I don't care. They didn't win. It was 1999 to 2014. Who was dominant in the NFL during that time?
Wait, they went to three straight NFC championship games. They went to a Super Bowl with Donovan McNabb.
They went head-to-head in the Super Bowl, and Bill won head-to-head.
Right, with Tom Brady.
Okay, so that's all it's going to be.
But would you at least stipulate they are statistically closer?
In the regular season, but if you go
with
to the playoffs,
everything, the whole...
not with everything. Bill in the Super Bowls is 7-3. Reed is 2-2 as a head coach in Super Bowls. I think 2-2.
They have three wins.
Three and two.
And I'm saying if they win Sunday, he's 4-2. If they win 2 weeks, if they win tomorrow and then 2 weeks, we're obviously stipulating that this is if they win, just
right.
Like if Mahomes wins.
If they win,
he's 4-2 in the Super Bowl.
7-3 versus 4-2.
Right.
Which would you prefer? Which is better?
I would say the 4-2 is more impressive considering that his loss with the Chiefs came against Tom Brady. Actually, he has his two losses in the Super Bowl are to the greatest quarterback of all time.
He's 1-4 coaching against Bill.
That
heads
is
up.
So perfect. The only Super Bowls he's lost were against the greatest player of all time. That is amazing. What a 4-0 against everybody not named Tom Brady.
God. So Reed is the best. He's the only reason the Chiefs are winning.
He's well, if he's not, Bill Belichick should thank Tom Brady. Without Tom, he's 6-0.
You're deranged.
How is that deranged? It's a fact.
Like, it's not even close. They're playoff. They're head-to-head.
So you think it's close with Mahomes and Brady?
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. That's
I did
how you
not
started
say
the
that.
Show.
I said Stephen A. Smith said that.
You said if he wins Sunday,
he'll
it's
have three
straight.
In a row. And I didn't say he was the greatest of all time. I'm not saying that.
So who do you think's closer if they win, if everything happens and the Chiefs win another Super Bowl?
Mahomes.
That's just ignoring
you already admitted.
Logic.
I heard you on the show this week say Mahomes is the most talented quarterback ever.
Of course.
Okay, so he's already got that, like a visual, like asterisk.
Right, but we're not talking about talent or fashion. I'm talking about for to be the GOAT.
What do you think of Reed's fashion?
I got to tell you, I love Burger Chic. if you're talking about just resumes, dispassionately.
Yeah, dispassionately. You won't even address the playoff disparity.
What I'm telling you is what distinguishes Andy Reid from Bill Belichick is they each started with a franchise.
Right.
Neither had an all-time great quarterback.
Right.
And in those places, Andy Reid won, I think, 6 or 7 division championships, went to 3 straight NFC title games, and went to a Super Bowl with Donovan McNabb. Not to mention...
Well, went to a Super Bowl.
Not to mention... You have
he had 14 years, and he went to 1 Super Bowl.
So Andy Reid's been a head coach in 2 places. How many conference championships has he been to? Bill Belichick was a coach for
3 or 4.
Bill Belichick was a coach for a decade.
He was a loser. He was like Phil Mickelson before he won the big one.
Bill Belichick was a massive loser. He was 5-13 after failing in Cleveland.
No, he was a 2-time winner with the Giants, so he was already a winner. Had
so
a
who's
bad
a better,
run in Cleveland.
Who's a better coach, Spagnuolo or Sean
McVay?
They
sold the team moved cities. He didn't get a chance to continue it. Then he came here and turned them around and made the greatest decision of all time, you agree, which was sticking with Brady over Bledsoe.
Right. So here's where we are.
Unbelievable.
Andy Reid, in 14 seasons, went to a Super Bowl, was wildly successful.
Lost head-to-head with the guy you're saying he's better than.
Because of Tom. And then... You have Bill Belichick, who coached for a decade, not a couple years, without 12, and didn't win a single playoff game.
Fell off the cliff at the end. I will agree. It was a bad finish.
So if Andy Reid, who shows no sign of slowing down, wins his 4th.
There's some talk of him retiring.
Yeah, remember when Bill was going to replace him? Wins his 4th in 6 tries, as opposed to Bill with 6-10.
7-10.
Bill's won 6. Tom's won 7.
6, yeah.
And it's 9.
8, actually. So fine.
Then, I'm sorry, that is far closer than Mahomes would be to Brady.
It is not.
In what way is Mahomes closer? Explain it.
You said it's visual.
It's not visual. I'm saying resume to resume. Just dispassionately, in what way is Mahomes' resume closer to Tom?
Well, again, we haggle over the Giants Super Bowls. You don't give him any credit for being a defensive coordinator.
Right, because we're talking about a quarterback and a head coach.
Okay, what do you think? What do the listeners think? Who's closer, Mahomes to Brady or Reed to Belichick? 617-779-7927.
Oh, I'm sorry, and it's 4 straight NFC title games. Wow.
Yeah, and how many did he win?
1.
Okay. That's pretty good.
One of them Wiggy won.
Do you, want to go to the poll results before we get some feedback on this? Do you want the Patriots to trade for Tyreek Hill? Wow. People agree with Curtis more and more. You want to know the results in this?
I'm going to guess 60-40.
72% no. People do not want Tyreek Hill.
I hate to toot my own horn.
What the hell?
But has there ever been someone who has had the finger on the pulse of the Boston sports fan better than me?
Zach, would you trade for Tyreek Hill?
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you very much. So that's why Zach is a rising star here at EEI.
And not
why would
to mention,
you not want Josh McDaniels and Drake May to get Tyreek Hill on their side, even if it's a bust after a year? Talk about jump-starting an offense and being exciting to watch again.
Yeah,
is he really that much of a problem? I mean, you're right. He hasn't won as much as I thought he would. He's won once. They traded him, and they kept winning. So you're right about that. I was wrong. I thought the Chiefs would struggle to win without Tyreek.
I actually remember you sitting here saying that the loss of Tyreek Hill was the demise of Mahomes on this very show.
Well, yes, because I thought it was significant that over money, which you always rip the crass for, they wouldn't pay to keep Tyreek Hill around. It was a money thing. They cheaped out and they still won, which is amazing.
So is Bill Belichick is 31-13 in the playoffs? Is that correct?
I think that's right, yeah.
So if Andy Reid wins the Super Bowl, he has 29 playoff wins.
Yeah, what's his record though?
So he's two fewer.
What's his overall win percentage?
29. He'd be 29-16.
Okay. And what's Bill? 31-13?
Right.
Much better.
It's so
what's the win percentage?
So you don't think that's closer than Mahomes and Brady?
I don't. And nor does the national public, by the way.
Hey, Einstein, I'm asking you. You're a relatively smart person.
You're an engineer
by trade.
Yes.
In what way, statistically?
We saw them head-to-head for
decades. No, it's not about seeing. It's
Bill's
about resume.
Bill's teams were better.
Just accept. I'm not talking about that. We can have that conversation.
That is resume.
Resume to resume. Just on a piece of paper.
Yes, you just gave it. Postseason resume.
So he would have two fewer playoff wins.
What's the win percentage?
I can't do 31-47.
And we'll give you those numbers when we return.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.